when you have a good match, being a referee is like having the best seat in the entire stadium because you get to see some amazing football and be a part of something that's really special.
Is it goal power or girl power? Okay, hello everybody, welcome to Goal Power.
My name's Georgia Rooney. I'm a referee and I am a FA referee developer, which means that I train other referees.
Why do you referee?
I have no idea. I referee because I wanted to be a part of the growth of the women's game and I wanted to be close to it. And I felt too old and thought I'd get injured. So I thought I can't play at any decent level, but as a referee, I might be able to make it to quite a decent level and get to see some amazing football. So when you have a good match, being a referee is like having the best seat in the entire stadium because you get to see some amazing football and be a part of something that's really special. I've played on and off throughout my entire life, but it was in 2019 when I went to the World Cup in France to see the Lionesses, the England women's team, play Argentina. And the buzz at the tournament was so amazing that I kind of said to myself, how can I get involved in women's football again? And I looked at the match officials around the pitch and I was like, all women. I wonder if I could do that. So came home, kind of Googled it, had no idea, basically, how do you become a referee? And managed to get in touch with Sussex County FA. And the guy that answered my call is called Paul Jeffrey. And he's like a referee development officer in the county. And he was like, you've come to the right place, because they had loads of cash to get women into refereeing. So it was like perfect timing. So I got to do my course. They paid for me to do it. And I was the only woman on the course amongst, like, there were about 20, 15-year-old boys and two grown men and me. And that was the beginning of my journey of being involved with football again.
Nice. What is it like when you played compared to now?
When I was younger at school, football was just for boys. But they would let me join in because I was quite good. And then when I went to secondary school, I went to an all-girls grammar school. Football wasn't even an option. We could play netball or we could play lacrosse. So I played outside of school with friends. So I always wonder, because I was good when I was little, if there was anyone around who was focused on women and girls football and they'd have seen me play and thought, oh, you know, she could go on a team, or might have just fostered my interest a little bit and helped me go somewhere with it. I just wonder what a difference that would have made, because no one paid any attention, because no one thought that football was really for girls.
Who was the best lines person you've worked with?
I know, and I'm connected to, a very brilliant assistant referee, stroke lines person called Emily Carney, and she's actually at FIFA level. So she focuses purely on being an assistant. She doesn't referee in the middle anymore. She's excellent. She's absolutely brilliant. Actually, I should also add, my refereeing role model and hero is probably Rebecca Welsh. So she's from the Northeast, and she's now refereeing at FIFA level as well, and also has gone really high up in the men's game as well as the women's game. She's a fantastic referee.
Where do you want to be in 5 years' time?
In 5 years' time, I'd like to be in a position where I'm looking back and thinking, wow, I've refereed in the Championship, I've refereed in the WSL, and potentially having refereed some international fixtures. That's my goal.
What is your favourite team you have reffed?
My favourite team I've reffed? Oh, that's a good one. Recently, I've been a first assistant referee for a couple of matches that Southampton women played in. And as a first assistant, you're running the line and obviously you're keeping an eye on the defensive back line. And then obviously in the second half, you see the same team, but you see their attackers, so because that's what you're covering. And Southampton women are really good. And I think in a few years, they'll be in the WSL. And that it was just really amazing to watch them. They were fantastic.
Am I right in thinking that you've donated some things to the exhibition?
You are correct.
And what have you donated and why have you donated it?
I've donated my first pair of black football boots that I got for refereeing. Obviously, as a referee, you generally need to wear all black. So I've donated my boots because I needed to get some new ones that were a bit more comfortable. I've donated my notebook from when I did my referee course because I had to, obviously I was learning and I was taking a lot of notes. And it's quite funny looking back on it because I was making like notes like, make sure you see what's happening, recognize what it is, and think, what are you going to do? And then act, you know, pull out a yellow card or whatever the reaction is. So I've done it in my notebook just so people can see the kinds of things that you have to think about as a referee. And I've also donated one of my first whistles. Also, for every match that we do, we have a little slip where we kind of put who the teams are, how many goals there are, if there's been any disciplinaries, like yellow or red cards. And I've got like loads of them from all of the matches I've done. So I've donated a kind of little wad of these match slips from all of the early games that I refereed.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to do an interview with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. That was really good.
Interviewed by Liv and Marta for the Goal Power exhibition at Brighton Museum. This is a Make Good Trouble production supported by the Heritage Fund.